If you've never stepped foot into the land of Russia, and few of us have, then you rely on the news, or books, or speculation to understand this culturally rich part of the world. Well, today on Insight for Living, Chuck Swindoll has invited a special guest to join us, someone who has decades of firsthand experience. He's traveled all the way from Moscow to be with us for this intimate conversation about life and ministry in Russia. To get us started, we've invited one of our board members, Roger Kemp, to guide us.
Thank you, Dave. And you know, Chuck, a mutual friend of ours, Mark Young, has a little statement that he shares from time to time, and I think it's profoundly simple and sort of fits for today. He says, "Everyone starts from somewhere when you begin to talk about God."
That does sound like Mark Young. I think he puts his finger on what is often heard from others, and that would be a misperception that people have of the Scriptures. That's why we have Insight for Living Ministries, to correct those misperceptions, hopefully, and to help people know you actually can understand what this book is saying in whatever language you may speak. All different languages from all different cultures.
Yeah, and I think that axiom really fits today because we're coming to this subject. Everybody comes to the subject of Russia with preconceived notions and different ideas.
Yeah, wouldn't it be interesting to ask listeners to send us right now, what do you think of when you hear the name Russia? Mm-hmm. And I think many of them would send in something about the sense of darkness or the brutality in the background and all. And we meet a man from that country, and we don't hear that. We hear a whole nother story, which is a great part of our broadcast today.
And gratefully, we're not leaving the conjecture up to you and me. We've got somebody here who's a specialist. So introduce this gentleman who's sitting between us.
We do. And how grateful I am for this man I'm looking at, whose name is Dr. Peter Miskevich. I say doctor because when we first met, I knew him as a medical doctor who had come to Dallas Seminary to get your master's degree, which is unusual for a medical doctor to decide. And along with that, you have taken your training and that message you learned from our school back to your homeland, where you have distinguished yourself as, I think, first because I have a pastor's heart. You're a shepherd at Golgotha Baptist Church. You're president of the Moscow Theological Seminary, and you have a new title, and it's another president of the Russian Baptist Union. And I failed to mention, you're the voice of Chuck Swindoll in Russia.
Great to have you with us, Peter.
Dear Chuck, dear Roger, dear friends who are listening right now on the radio. Peace and grace to you. I'm so glad to be here and to speak a little bit in English. It is a real joy to be with Christians and just to share this joy to know the Lord and to spread the gospel or the message about our Savior.
You know, and Chuck, I think it's also important to note what I'm hearing here again is a relationship between you that far transcends just a translator for hire, pardon the expression. But it always starts this way, where when you entrust your voice to somebody else, you want to make sure that they're properly theologically trained.
And you know what else? That heart. And it's not the organ that pumps blood, Dr. Miskevich, I'm referring to. It's that heart for God. It's that spirit with others. Someone said years ago, people are not drawn to Christ through a push or a pull. Mm-hmm. They must be charmed into righteousness. Mm-hmm. Peter Miskevich would charm you into righteousness.
And truly the man you've chosen to be your voice in the Russian language is a shepherd to his people, as a pastor to his people.
Yeah. I'm so grateful to the Lord and for the opportunity to study at Dallas Seminary.
I love it that you're still the man I met back in 1997. You personally have not changed. Though deeply in your walk, you are far more mature, and God is using you in a way that is rare. And I'm so grateful for that. We all are. We are so grateful to have you as our voice.
Thank you for your nice, kind words, but I still have to remind myself it's only him.
Yeah.
I'm just an instrument in his hands. And also in your hands. Let's do the ministry together.
Yes.
To continue and enjoy that.
Yes.
You know, Chuck, just before we came into the studio today to do this recording and to talk to Peter, you and I were talking about some of the political things that are happening in our country and the tension that we feel. And you were quick to end that conversation by saying, you know, let's hit reset here for a minute, Roger. God is sovereign. He is still on the throne. I think of that same truth being true in Russia. In fact, I've heard the reoccurring theme in some of the things Peter has said, a God's sovereignty. And I think it'd be interesting, speaking of his sovereignty, just take a minute to tell us about how God got you to where you are today and how he formed your talents and your passions really through your family, your earliest days.
What I can say, it is Lord's will to be born in the family, in the country, what he select really. So I was born in the Christian family, and it's a blessing. So I heard the gospel from the childhood. In the same time, it was a Soviet Russia, communist, atheistic regime. But Lord used my parents and also churches or, you know, some home Bible studies, what it was really secret ones, because it was Soviet Russia, it was illegal to have children in the churches or Bibles have been so rare to find, but Lord really worked in my life to see the examples of faithfulness of my grandfather, father, and many other faithful pastors and believers in Russia to come to living faith in Jesus Christ. So on another side, I had great opportunity in Russia to become a medical doctor, to start my practice, and enjoy that. It's great to be a physician, but also we need to take care of the soul. And this is the great need of the people around the world and in Russia.
I've never heard you tell about how you were turned in your spirit from your medical practice toward the ministry.
From medical care to soul care.
Yeah, there you go.
I will say it was several kind of calls from the Lord. Of course, we talked at home, we prayed, Lord, how you would like to use us. I enjoy the medicine, but also I enjoy the church. So one of the things I felt, Lord, how you would like to use me. Lord opened some doors in Russia. I became a president of the first camp of the Gideon's International in Moscow. So it is a really great ministry to spread, to distribute the Bibles, but it was constant question when you give the Bibles away. Who will teach us how to understand this book?
Yeah.
What Bible is really telling us about? So ask the question, Lord, how we will help Russian people to understand the Bible? Who will help the soul to grow spiritually?
God's handprints are all over your life and your journey, and we're so delighted to have you on the IFL team now for more than 20 years. And Chuck, I'd like to introduce somebody else who's at the table with us. Tom Hayes is here again. He's the Executive Vice President of International Ministries. Tom, thank you for joining us today.
Well, it's a great joy to be here with you, Roger, Chuck, and Peter.
Let me ask you a question that might be in a lot of our listeners' minds, because if we begin to think now about what Insight for Living Ministries is actually doing in Russia, there are some extra challenges about doing ministry there, aren't there?
There are. You know, some of them are just natural or cultural, and some of them have just even changed in the last few years. First off, if you just think about the geography of Russia, it's huge.
Right.
You know, it covers 11 time zones. And so in that 11 time zones, you have 140 million native Russian speakers, but they're spread throughout this whole area. There's a few high concentrations in the urban centers, but really overall in the country. And so in a country that large, you know, one of the real tools that's available is a media ministry, the ability to communicate through radio or through one day the website and that sort of thing that really meets individuals' needs there. Another one of the challenges is certainly coming from the West here, the government in Russia is a little different in the way that it rules, or the way that it governs its people. And so it's a little bit more of a totalitarian or authoritative state. And so much more leadership from the government on all aspects of life in Russia. And so at times that's proven to be a little bit of a challenge for some of our Christ followers there, as Peter's indicated. There's still freedoms. There's still the ability to preach the gospel in the churches. But there's also some difficulties that have come in the last few years as they've at times tried to clamp down a little bit on how the gospel is distributed throughout the country. And so it's made it a little bit more difficult for pastors at times. It's made it a little bit more difficult for churches, but it's also made it a little bit more difficult for some of the individual believers, just as they try to live their own life in Christ and to share with their own neighbors and family.
Have you seen an intensifying of that over this 20-year period we've had with Peter there? And Peter certainly could answer this as well, but from your perspective, do you feel the clamps tightening?
I think so. You know, after the wall fell, it was just wide open in some ways for years.
Yes,
you know,
was.
And as the gospel penetrated and as more and more churches were established, as the seminary that Peter is the president of continued to grow, you know, at different times, there was a widening, a loosening. And I think in recent years, it's a little bit more of a tightening as they're bringing back some of that control.
I will put this way. You know, we need to learn to serve the Lord in different contexts. So my context is special one. I call this, everything will be under control. May the Lord control everything. So he allows us to live in this new context. And really, the Lord is teaching us through the Bible to pray for all the superiors. So if the Lord is using them to discipline us or to help the church to pray better, may it be done. On another side, I will say, what a blessing we have right now in Russia. Do we have Bibles right now? Yes, we do. His name will be glorified. Do we have some freedom to do the church ministry? Yes, we do. Of course, some limitations. And it's healthy for the church to go through some issues. In my understanding, it's also we have to learn to live and spread the gospel in different contexts. And we pray for you. Yes. And of course, we are praying for our country. And we want to use the opportunities what we have. And we are grateful for your ministry, what you're doing around the world.
I love Peter's heart. And that he's not necessarily even worried about the situation.
Right.
Because God's in control.
The fact is, you don't live a day that you're not aware of it, but you don't let the awareness shape your faith or in any way curtail your courage to move into an area where you need to go. For example, in the church, you have freedom to speak openly of Christ.
Of course. And I probably will also say, I have to remind myself, I'm not a politician. Yeah. I'm a pastor.
Yes.
I'm a preacher. We are called to be missionaries in our countries. Doesn't matter where we are, what context we live, church has to be church. Preachers have to preach the God's word. And this is a joy what we have. Of course, we have to be wise. Of course, we have to do the things according to the context. But this is a joy, and what we have right now in this ministry, Insightful Living, to spread the gospel.
Tom, would you just take a second to give us a summarization of what we're actually doing in the land of Russia?
Yeah, you know, Peter, we've had now for 20-plus years, we've had this Russian broadcast. Peter, as we said, takes Chuck's manuscript and contextualizes it, makes it relevant there in Russian, and then it's been broadcast at different times over the entire country. It's been restricted, a little bit more reduced now, but it's one reason why we're going to really focus on development of this Russian language website, which will not only help all the 144 million speakers of Russian in Russia, but also there's, you know, 25 million more native Russian speakers throughout the world. Mm-hmm. And so the ministry will have a chance to teach the truth broadcast all throughout the world available through this website. We're also right in the midst of a translation and publication of one of Chuck's books called Searching the Scriptures, which is an opportunity then to help Russian pastors as they study the Word of God and then figure out how to turn that into messages to teach their own people.
I'd like to ask you, Peter, about the spiritual climate of your country.
We live in the special post-Soviet, post-atheistic context where people are really searching the truth. Yeah. They're searching for the hope. And right now, these people who lived in the communism regime, right now really looking for the hope, and they want to know what God is really telling them. So it's kind of spirituality quest. Where the real God? How we will know him? How we can pray to find him? What Bible is really teaching about? So this more spiritual hunger, not just to go to the church, but really people want to ask questions. They are challenged. Why suffering exists? Why we have challenges in life? How really God can talk to me? So the great need is really to teach the Bible, what only you can find only in evangelical churches. And in this case, there's a joy when people will come, they will listen, but also not just to be in the worship service, but they will go to the Sunday school. They will read by themselves. They will ask questions. And this is real life, how we will apply the Bible. How what Bible is teaching or God is telling us, how we will live the Bible. So the churches will be planted, so we will prepare the leaders, the pastors, and country will be changed.
Do they have the freedom to speak of Christ? And does it depend on where they are when they do so?
It's mixed situation. So you have to be wise. It's so easy to spot the person who has changed. You cannot hide your faith. So anyway, you will preach by words, or mostly you preach by your life. If kind of as a pastor, as a missionary, you have one approach, but regular people will also be the most effective witnesses about their faith.
You're listening to Insight for Living. Chuck Swindoll is sitting down today talking to his ministry colleague from Russia, Peter Miskevich. And I hope that as you're listening, you can actually hear the smile that we're looking at right now. He's used the word joy a couple of times. I'd encourage you to go onto our website, insight.org, take a look at a couple of the pictures that we've taken today of Peter Miskevich. Would you do us the privilege, Peter? We always love to hear about the impact of the ministry in the various countries that we reach out to. I'll bet you have a couple of anecdotes that you could share with us that would encourage our listeners today.
It's always a joy to receive letters or testimonies from the people who listen God's word. One lady in the village started to listen Christian radio. And she loved it so much, she started to record the messages. When neighbors, her friends will come to her, they will not just drink the tea, but she will start to tell them, "Do you know, I just listened to the radio and I did find this information." She will repeat everything, and they started Bible study. From the Bible study, it grew up step by step to witness to their husbands, and the small Bible group was started. Wonderful. On another side, it's also glad to get the letters from the young people, especially those who are on duty in on different places. So they will be busy with their hands, but they like to open their ears and to listen music or something, and when they will scan the radio, sometimes they will stop on their preaching and listen, and after that they will write some questions. Do you really believe in God? How I can pray? What prayers do you recommend? Please advise how to marry and select the right spouse. And many other questions they really ask these young people, they need answers from the Lord and from the Scripture.
Peter, we've talked about the ministry in Russia and how the Lord called you and is now using you. I'd like you to address those who live right here in these English-speaking United States and other places where they speak our language, and acquaint them with ways they might be of help to you and to us in our ministry of reaching the people of Russia and beyond.
First of all, I would like to say thank you to all of you. And with the gratitude, I would like to request to continue to pray for spreading the gospel. This is a mission to spread the gospel everywhere. Lord commanded us to do that. So thank you for your support. Thank you for listening to the radio and praying and supporting that. So please pray for Chuck. Pray for the team. But also I would like for you to pray for all the pastors in the United States so the church will be a church. Sound preaching, helping each other, love each other, love the Lord and love each other, and take care of each other. But also please pray for the needy countries around the world where gospel is limited. Pray for Russia. In our ministry, we need to put website and to build it. It will take some time. But in this 21st century right now, we need to spread the gospel everywhere and through all the means. Please pray for the wisdom, for the new opportunities, for new open doors to spread the gospel. And of course, pray for to the Lord so he will send new workers. Because this is a great need. May his will be done in our life as he wants to.
Describe some of the satellite countries around you where the gospel is permeating and you are sensing the Lord is at work. And then in a moment, I'm going to ask you to pray as you bring the needs of your people before the Lord in your language, and I'll close, but I'll say a word before all of that. First of all, make us aware of the bigger world than your
Of course,
city.
Soviet Union, the 15 republics, all of them spoke in Russian.
Yeah.
It means Baltic states, Ukraine, Belarus, all the Stans and Caucasus republics, Georgia, Azerbaijan, Armenia, and we are talking about Kazakhstan, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan. All of these countries really have been trained in Soviet Union in Russian.
Yeah.
So this is kind of Russian world, Russian-speaking world. On another side, so many Russian-speaking people around the world, in South America, in Central America, some in the United States.
Yes, of course.
So we are glad that people are also spreading the gospel here. I would like for them to pray for their homeland. So every citizen in Russia will hear the gospel. But also we need churches who will preach the God's word there. But I also pray right now for United States, so you will have freedom and joy to proclaim the gospel.
Yes. Before you pray, let me say to everyone that our vision at Insight for Living is a vision to reach all the nations, which isn't our vision. That's Christ's vision. He left it for us. Those were his closing words. Take my message to the remotest part of the world. Our heart reaches out to them. Your gift to Insight for Living Ministries enables us to touch those lives in ways that you never could personally. And we could not do so without your assistance. So we're in this together. Peter's words are true. We're a team, and we go at this as team members. So thank you for being unusually generous. And as Peter leads us in prayer, thank you for praying that God will give wings to this vision 195, representing all 195 nations around the world, that we might spread his message that all may hear. What a pleasure to have you with us today, Peter Mskevich. You lead us and I'll close.
Дорогой Небесный Отец, благодарен Тебе за Сына Твоего Единородного, Господа нашего Иисуса Христа, за действие Духа Святого через Слово Твое. Благодарю Тебя за Слово, которое Ты оставил нам. Молю Тебя, чтобы Ты благословил каждого из нас быть верным Тебе и распространять Твое Слово там, где Ты нас поставил. Молю также об этой стране, о всех странах, чтобы мы были Твоими учениками, Твоими инструментами в Твоих руках. Использую каждого из нас. Благодарю Тебя за служение Чака Свиндола, за служение пастырей, Благослови Господь быть верным тебе. Аминь.
Father, the prophet tells us that we are to love you and to love mercy and to walk in humility before you. It's a pleasure to be with a man who models that. Thank you for Peter's love for you, for the mercy that drips from his life and out of his heart, and for the way that you're using him as he walks humbly with you. Protect this family as it continues to serve you, and use them, we ask, in a special way. This broadcast is for you, our Father, and for your glory. Speak to hearts, touch them deeply, so that they may be moved to be a part of the ministry through prayer, through their generosity. For the glory of Jesus Christ, we commit all of this to you now. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You're listening to a conversation between Chuck Swindoll and his good friend and ministry colleague, Dr. Peter Mitzkevich, the voice of Insight for Living in the land of Russia. To learn more about the Ministry of Insight for Living, or if you'd like to pass along today's interview to a friend, you can visit our website at insightworld.org/Russian. As God moves you to invest in the nonprofit ministry of Insight for Living, we encourage you to give us a phone call. If you're listening in the United States, dial 1-800-772-8888. Again, that's 1-800-772-8888. It's also easy to give a donation online at insight.org. Many have discovered that giving through our mobile app is an easy option, or you can simply send a text. If you're listening in the United States, just type this number into your chat box, 555-888. Then type the one word insight. Again, that's 555-888. Then type the word insight. Tomorrow, Chuck Swindoll begins a brand new series on the fascinating life story of Jonah, the reluctant prophet. Be listening Tuesday to Insight for Living.
The preceding interview, a Vision 195 conversation with Chuck, Insight for Living Russia, was copyrighted in 2018, and the sound recording was copyrighted in 2019 by Charles R. Swindoll, Inc. All rights are reserved worldwide. Duplication of copyrighted material for commercial use is strictly prohibited.